You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I was thinking, like, there'd be a little post-fight. You know, like, you'd see the fighters a couple hours after their bout. They'd show up at the press conference with the glasses and their eyes swollen.
Yeah, their eyes packed.
And, yeah, and the cut on their lip and their face. You don't look any worse for the wear, Mitch.
No, yesterday, the tortilla slap left a huge sort of welt on the left side of my face, and it was Bergman. You know, never give your employee a chance to slap you in the face. By the way, I love that because I'm also describing Bergman as my employee.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, had you not said something, Mace, I was going to go, I didn't know that he worked for you. I knew that he worked here.
Right, Bergman?
Never in your life.
Yeah, why did he
Lord Bergman.
Pay me.
Pay me and we can talk about
Lord Bergman?
Because there's a lot to this.
He sticks his nose in the air past Starbucks and walks over to Illy.
He will not have Starbucks.
Yes, he's an Illy coffee guy.
He walked into Illy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He bought me a cup of coffee.
Wow.
Waving to people. I don't even know if he was waving to anybody, but he was waving to people. Walks up. They already know his order. Walks past Starbucks. Like, get this thing out of me. He's just an elitist.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's the thing about elitist.
John, you don't look any worse for wear.
No, I survived. And you know, it was funny. Jorge, I just ran into Jorge in the back. Maite came up to him, his daughter, and said, I want to slap you with a tortilla.
Nice!
So we may have created
something. That's very nice. Nice for little Maite.
Well, like,
good family.
Like you and Bergman, you like to slap up.
Yeah,
right.
Correct.
You shoot up.
So I want to ask Emily a question because I heard you talking about your date last night.
Oh, yeah, the big date. The big date.
And there are some red flags here, but...
Lay it out for me, because I heard part of this, but I don't... Well, like,
let me just try to run through this
you
very quickly.
Set it up. So, in the meantime, Slee, I want you to look at the pictures of these girls, because we're going to ask you a bunch of questions.
So
about her, okay?
They decide they're going to go get some pizza, right? They ended up going to... Emily, what was the name of the pizza place?
Prince Street.
Street Pizza. There's more than one location. They ended up at opposite places. So they got off on the wrong foot. Okay,
Wait a minute, they went to two different Prince Street pizzas?
Yes. Not even close, by the way.
Yes, one in West Hollywood,
the other one in the Arts District.
Okay, so we got
up. 7 p.m.
What?
So he also said to her.
I'm at Prince Pizza. I'm at Prince Pizza.
That's what it was. So he said to her prior to the date, we can't meet until after 5. I have work until 5. Okay. Turns out he's unemployed. So
he lied about the job.
He was playing Madden.
He says that he's a former Marine.
Okay. That, you're always a Marine.
That you're right. Once a Marine, always
Semper
a Marine.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Hoorah. That he has an undergrad and graduate degree from USC.
Wow.
Okay.
So he's had to have some money to get through that.
But also does not have a place to live right now.
What?
10 days.
No
10
job,
days.
No dwelling.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, this is going to test this theory. That I have. Emily.
Well, I'm sorry. One other thing, John. Handsome and in very good shape.
Well, this is my.
Love the hug.
Okay. Yeah. So this is my theory. Emily, you find this person to be attractive, right? Good looking.
Yes.
Okay. That trumps so many of these other things
100%.
That are going on. And the example I just showed Slee, pictures of this girl. All right. So this was a whole thing with me and a bunch of my friends. Nick Bosa, the lineman for the Niners, has his girlfriend is like the world's hottest Instagram model.
Stand by.
Yeah, he's not
okay.
He's not lying.
Jeff, you don't hand that to Travis.
He's not lying.
Here, Travis. Kay. Here is a photo of this.
All right, many photos.
Okay, Lady Bosa.
Yes. Yeah. Now,
Lady Bosa.
Now, Trav. Before that,
sure.
Yeah, before that, she went out with who's the pitcher for the Cardinals? Flaherty.
Yeah,
Jack Flaherty.
Okay, so
pride of Westlake High.
Okay, so this girl is known in athlete circles as somebody who's super attractive, but apparently is like here. Mace, let me set the computer for a second.
Yikes.
If you
when you're done, send it back over.
You know, I'm gonna.
I might even take
a bigger.
Mason said could get him to switch teams.
Let me think about this for a second.
That is awesome.
So if you go down the rabbit hole, it turns out that she is just like
nutty, crazy,
worst,
unhinged,
worst. She's. I'll just read some of the. Okay, so Nick Bosa's.
I love the details. So, I want the
so
details.
Crazy, I cannot even possibly describe it without reading this.
Well, because I want to get these facts right, and you'll understand why.
In deference
Nick,
to her,
Nick Bosa's girlfriend flees social media after N-word homophobic tweets emerge. Mm. So you go down this road, and all of that is true. Homophobic, N-word, all of it.
Yikes!
She is so good looking.
No.
Okay, now,
the answer is no.
It feels like a deal breaker.
It was to me.
Yeah.
I threw this at maybe 10 guys. I was the only one who said, I'm out for sure, because she was that good looking. So let's look at, bring this full circle.
Yes.
Emily's situation. No job.
No job.
Okay.
Out of a place to rent in 10 days.
Yeah. No place to live.
Takes off his shoe at dinner.
Takes off his shoe at dinner.
Forgot that part, Mace.
Okay, with Mace.
Yeah, oh.
Takes off his shoe off.
Takes off his shoe at dinner.
After dinner. After dinner.
99.
Let me get my shoe phone.
99. Pick me up a Prince pizza.
Scratches his feet.
Yep.
Scratches his feet. Like this, Mace. So he did one of these. With making no reference to what he was up to. Takes off his shirt, shoe. Scratches his foot. Puts the shoe back on.
That?
Starts talking. Now, so red flag, right?
Yep. Of course.
What didn't give her a time.
Lied about having a job.
Went to the wrong place at two different locations.
Check. Here's my theory right here. Emily, be honest. This guy calls and asks for a second date. You're going, aren't you?
Yeah.
And it's because it's the Jenna Berman thing.
Yeah. Right. But
it is. She's so good looking.
Okay, but
you can't.
But wait a minute.
What if he was doing that?
Emily,
it's
sweet. Look at this girl. You're not turning down a date.
There's a difference between relationship and just some fun.
Yes.
Sounds like you want to have just
some
fun.
I want to have some fun. Also, yes. Politically and ideologically, him and I do not differ. So I think like that a little different. But yes, I would go on second
again. Trap homophobic tweets, N-word, like anything you can make. She might have a rap sheet a mile long. You look at her in a bikini and you go, okay, I get it.
Well, the way
that's why he won't break up with her.
I understand why people make some decisions that they make, but that's aggressive, man.
The way Emily set the whole thing up.
I guarantee you there is somebody out there.
No question.
I guarantee you there is somebody out there right now dying to go out with Amber Heard. And she took a deuce in the guy's bed.
Yeah, she did drop a deuce. That is true.
I mean, come on.
Again, Amber Heard is a beautiful woman, but there are some things that are just like, nah.
No, Trap, if you were to go down the list of things that is wrong with this girl, and every one of my friends said... Yeah, but man, look at that one picture. She's like, that girl's unbelievable.
I think Emily kind of answered, like, she's not looking to move in together.
Right.
She
but wants did to you know move in out. Together? He doesn't even have a house.
Yeah.
Well, move in. That's what I said. Here's all I said to her about this. Don't give him your social security number.
Oh, yeah.
Do not let him come to your
don't
house
give him
because
any money.
You
no
have
address.
A squatter's right. Do not make any financial commitment to this.
No.
Let him do whatever he needs to do. You do whatever you need to do.
Get him some.
Do not let him come
get
over.
Get him some antifungal cream for his feet.
Desinex. Yep.
To a local pharmacy.
Yeah. So think about that. Bad feet, bad job, no residence. I mean, strike.
And is he good looking?
Yeah. Going on a second date? Yeah. I'm telling you, that attractiveness trumps everything.
No. You think money trumps attractiveness.
I do too.
You think money trumps everything.
Oh, that does trump everything.
Like if she was a rich, unattractive
But now we're talking about
girl.
A different thing. Like we're going to the other thing. If this guy were a gargoyle but had the
pocket personality,
then that's not a I'm just looking for some fun. This might be I'm looking to get
I'm looking
this
to cash in.
This
I want
an investment.
To meet this guy. I want the bag.
Jeff Bezos is never going to be hurting for female companionship no matter what he does.
He looks like a gecko.
No matter what he does, by the way, he could do all these things. He could have the no job and the no residence and scratch his feet and go to the wrong pizza place. And it doesn't matter because there'll be a line of girls ready to go. Did you notice how quickly Emily said?
Oh, she said second date.
Right away.
Because why? The guy's good looking. And it's even worse for men. If the woman is super good looking, she can get away with almost anything. Not everything, but almost everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, this girl is, like, if you read up on this girl, you would say about halfway down.
What's her real name?
Jenna Berman.
Okay, I'm going to do a little field research.
Well, no, here. Take some stories. Click on any of those stories.
You guys talk amongst yourselves for stories a about and, this.
But not a good start.
So good. Trav.
The headline's terrific.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it's so bordering on offensive.
But there is a difference between. I mean, I certainly, we've all gotten with people at some point that we thought, yeah, I'm just going to get with them, but I'm not going to get with them. Right. It sounds like that falls into this category, Emily.
You would be mostly correct.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mostly correct.
But the reason Emily is not.
But you don't settle down with this crazy girl that you're showing.
You know
us
how you
on
said, John, that you know, eventually you hit that picture, it makes you go, well, yeah. I think I may have just hit one.
You clicked images.
I may have run into that picture.
No, up to the left where it says like all images, blah blah blah. If you click on images, it's over, Trav. You and none of your friends would turn down a date with this girl.
She said,
and you
thing-
start reading up on her, and you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's bad. Ooh, that's terrible.
That's a lot.
That's bad. But
it's a lot.
But
people. Oh my God.
She said the thing she remembered most was the hug.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was the other thing we forgot to tell you. That apparently he's a good hugger. That when she
tell he's got
he's in shape
muscles.
Yeah. He's a Marine. He was in the Marine Corps.
Like real deal.
And he's a man with Marine muscles.
Emily, I applaud your honesty in this whole scenario.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
When is it gonna? Do you know when it's you're going to the pizza place again?
Different pizza places.
Unawares where the
meet
context
you at Starbucks.
The next date would be. Yeah.
Different Starbucks.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yes.
Look at
any
this.
Starbucks.
If that's waiting for you at home, you'd put up with a lot, wouldn't you?
You know what I thought you were going to say about her? I thought you were going to say, oh, no, she's just crazy. Like, this has happened,
crazy.
That's happened, this.
No, she's crazy.
The angle she take, that's a different conversation.
I think I'd rather have Amber Heard crazy than that crazy, though, quite honestly.
Oh, they may both. Oh, look at some of these. I mean, come on. Look, Sleaze.
Easy, John.
Seriously.
Take it easy over
Seriously.
John.
Come on.
Go easy, man.
Yeah, hey.
So what if she's racist, homophobic, has no job, has no house? I mean, have you seen her?
I got an extra room. That's a lot. What do you guys got going this weekend?
Oh, what is going on? I'm going taking a couple of days. Monday, Tuesday.
I know you're
Monday,
shocked.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Anything good? Going out of town?
Yeah, going out to see my mom out in the desert.
Very nice.
They got a new house and see not stepdad Leo and I was originally going to go away, but I can't go away because now Fredo's got his thing, so now I got to stay within driving distance of Fredo.
Okay.
Because he's got his little thing.
What do you do
on.
When you go to the desert with mom and not stepped
out
of the
house? We're staying at a place out there.
You're driving, right?
Yeah, we're driving.
Why don't you just take Fredo with you?
Because there's not really, you can't really take him to a hotel.
You can take him to Terranea.
Really?
Yeah. Terranea is pet friendly.
They're pet friendly. Yeah, that's the terminology.
Or Airbnb.
So you're going to the hotel.
Yep,
you go out
going
to
the
dinner.
Hotel.
Like, take,
going out
you're,
to
you're
dinner.
Giving me the slew.
We're
not
getting
me a lot
we're
of
getting,
details.
We're getting
Mason and I will talk after.
Saturday.
We'll have the details.
Travis
already passed once on the podcast.
No, that's not true.
I'm way too busy. I don't have time for this podcast thing.
Let me look at my calendar.
The good news about the Culture Pop podcast, Trav, is it runs in real time. Once it starts, he doesn't stop down and say, wait a minute, we got to do that over again.
It's live to tape.
Yeah, so it'll be an hour, and that's it.
Already the text that you sent me was, what are you doing Saturday?
Yes.
And I said, watching baseball in Upland, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're ranking watching baseball in Upland over doing the Culture Pop.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, it's your kid. I didn't realize.
Are you
I'm not going to watch some random American Legion game.
I thought maybe.
Are you driving solo either way? Or do you
to Upland?
Yeah.
No, Michael's coming with me.
Okay. Because as you say, you're doing the car. You're going to be in the car for an hour.
Yeah. We want to get
Travis.
I want to sit down with you.
Yeah.
I want to sit down with you.
No, it's not going to be in person.
No, I know, but we're looking at each
didn't
other.
Didn't we do it on
Zoom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you
but
can
I
nearly see each other. These guys always have each other going on Zoom, even when
Slee
they're in the same
Slee has himself
room
on Zoom now.
Yeah. So freaking weird. Did you ever listen to the Slee one?
Not yet.
Oh. Not yet. It's been out for weeks.
I got a lot
thing,
of baseball number in the water.
Know your partner.
Mace, this is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Where he's given, Al doesn't open up. He doesn't do that.
This guy has had a month plus to listen to it. He's like, no, I haven't got it yet.
You know, I was on the road. We had the Mandy's.
Right, on the road.
Which is actually...
Nobody can listen to things when you're on the road.
The perfect time to do it.
I like to be ride in silence.
Didn't you drive to Phoenix?
Yes.
You couldn't have listened during your drive to Phoenix?
Do you remember he did 4 or 5 hours of silence?
It was terrific.
Oh, that's
just
right.
Me and the buzz of the road.
Yeah. It was great. And he wants somebody to open up.
Yeah.
You had it. You had the full pod.
We'll see. Maybe I'll get to it at some point. I have no idea. What about you, John?
What am I doing this weekend? Yeah. Tonight I'm going to a play.
What are you seeing?
It's a high school play. Though okay. A friend of ours is the lead in a Legally Blonde play. She plays.
Does she play
Belle Woods?
Nice. L. It's L.
Yeah,
not Belle. Belle's the Beauty
so,
of the Beast.
So we're going to that. As a matter of fact, I got a bail on late crosstalk, but
that's an option.
Tomorrow. Well, we have to.
It is for me too.
Yeah. That's right. You guys do two.
We do two. We're the only show that does.
Yeah,
two.
We're double cross.
Oh, yeah,
we're double super cross.
You guys
cross
do double dip. Do you guys go to 412?
No, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Today it'll be Mason going to 412 with whoever, Sedano and Cap.
I believe you get Andy
DeMarco.
Yeah. You got to ask DeMarco about the rings. Did you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Bronstein got his ring. He just sent Jorge a picture.
Damn.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Did you see that there's a little piece of football in it? I love that. I think that's really cool.
Jason from Beverly Hills, the guy who designed that ring, is coming on with us today.
Nice.
What time, Bergman?
Is he the
2:15.
One that did yours, John?
2:15. What?
Is he the guy that did yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did all the Laker rings.
Now, do you get one?
No. I mean,
because you're not a Rams employee.
Right.
I was
right.
That way before I had the play-by-play job.
As they have a special edition of the ring for
non-team
members. And I was offered an opportunity to buy what they're calling the fan ring.
Okay.
For $75,000. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to pass.
How much did you buy?
Well, what's weird.
$75,000
for a fan ring. Yeah.
Yeah. What's weird about that is,
oh my
so the
gosh.
Player rings are normally worth about $60,000 to $70,000. And the staff rings, like the one I have for the Lakers, are worth about $15,000.
Well, maybe I'm getting the actual ring then.
Yeah, if they were going to charge you $75,000,
you
were getting the real deal.
What freaking fans buying $75,000?
Are you kidding? Wait a minute. I'm still saving up to pay for my personal seat license. You think I'm going to buy jewelry?
Yeah, no, I said this yesterday, and I don't mean this disrespectfully in any way. I'll take the Cracker Jack box version of it. Anything.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like I would love any sort of memento from something like that.
Well, were you employed by the Rams or employed by us?
Us.
Yeah,
I understand why I don't. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that if somebody out there wants to throw me a
$10
thing.
I have never worn my Laker ring, ever.
It would be a cool thing to have and to, like I was telling these guys, to take to career day at school for the kids.
Yeah, right.
To show, you know, get people
that's
over.
That's the only thing I've ever done. I take it, like, if I go speak at a Rotary club, I take it with me. I would have brought it to the Mandy's.
Do you want call Kev on your behalf?
Please.
Yeah, I'll check with Kev. Maybe
Mason might even put pants on when he calls Kevin Demoff.
No, keep your shirt on, get out of bed.
Let me get on the phone with Kev.
Mr. Demoff a call on my behalf. Yes, that would be wonderful. Perfect. I will take it. Mason in Ireland coming up next. Have a great week, and we'll see you Monday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah! What scene was that? That's from The Godfather.
Yeah, okay. It's a double F it Friday.
It Friday. Is it Johnny Fontaine he's talking to? If I could get this part, it would change my career.
Grow up!
Yeah.
Act like a man.
Right.
Yeah.
During
the wedding scene.
Yeah, Martin Brando slapping him around.
Yeah, Johnny Fontaine. So what's going on? It's Friday.
By the way, I did text Morales and I said, I knew you were going to say me.
So how'd you know?
I just knew. I knew when I posed the question to him that he was going to say me.
I would assume
by the way, Chris is the only one who didn't get. All the four of us got slapped with tortillas.
Yeah,
Morales
slapped.
Stepping up to get slapped.
Yeah, let's go, Morales.
Get in here, Morales. We'll take a swing at you.
Bring your gangsta ass suit in here and let's slap
you
up. I'll
slap that pocket square right out of that coat.
Have you ever seen Christopher Morales not in a suit? Like, he wears a suit. Was he wearing a suit to the 7-10 softball game?
No.
He's like, but I mean, he works that suit really hard.
Yeah.
I like the way Chris dresses. I think Chris is a very good dresser. Mm. Hey, by the way, are any of you guys wrestling people?
Oh,
like Michael is.
No, not at all.
Nobody, none of you
the
guys
day
are?
I found what out happened? It was fake, I stopped.
Yeah. Vince McMahon just retired. Now, he's being rocked by a scandal. He's got some Me Too stuff going on.
Yeah.
But he is the most successful wrestling entrepreneur ever.
Sure.
You know, he created the entire WWE.
Yep.
And now he just basically said, I'm out. I think he was forced to resign because it came out he was making all these payments under the table to women and it was ugly.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal if it's real.
Bye, Vince. I'm not sure who takes it over, but I'm sure
his daughter Stephanie, who ran for political office in New York but didn't win, I think now would probably take over.
Didn't his wife also run for political office and didn't win? Linda?
Sounds like.
Yeah, I think that's right. So actually, I want to do sort of a public service today. This was actually on the front of ESPN.com.
Okay.
Austin Reeves wants fans to help him change his nickname. He doesn't want Hillbilly Kobe.
Okay.
And he doesn't want AR-15 for obvious reasons. Apparently people were calling him AR-15.
Well, he wears number 15 and correct. His initials are AR.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously not
he didn't
the right.
Yeah, he didn't want to
not
be
the right nickname. So Austin Reeves' nickname. Let's come up with it. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. Austin Reeves' nickname. A. Reeves. A.
No. We've got to give it some thought. He's from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
From so, Arkansas.
I don't know.
If you have an idea, new nickname for Austin Reeves, because it's right on the front page of ESPN.com. Doesn't like any of his current nicknames, wants a new nickname, 877-710-ESPN. If you've got a good one, 877-710-ESPN. You can also tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland, and we will pass this along directly to Austin.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I don't know. I can't.
It doesn't lend itself to nicknames. The Arkansas Kid. No.
All right.
This O'Shea might... Jackson Jr. put something out. Sorry, John.
What'd he say?
He said Stone Cold Reeves Austin.
Like Stone Cold Reeves off.
Like hey, except Cold Stone Cold Austin. Is already kind of taken.
Stone Cold is kind of spoken to him. Uh-oh. Is Michael Thompson here?
Oh, that's a Stone Cold theme.
Oh, yeah. I know that as the Michael Thompson song.
Mixed together with the wrestling that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, okay, you know? Got it. Yeah. It all pieces together well.
All right, Seinfeld.
Exactly. So we were talking yesterday about Juan Soto and how he would fit with the Dodgers. I just wanted to – Bergman found this stat. So the idea of – and the Dodgers beat the Giants last night and picked up another game and all that stuff. So the top four position players in wins above replacement since 2019 are in this order. Juan Soto, number one. Trey Turner, number two, Freddie Freeman, number three, and Mookie Betts, number four. They would have the top four players in wins above replacement over the last 3 years if they were to make this Juan Soto trade, or make a Juan Soto trade. I shouldn't say this, a Juan Soto trade.
I don't sense that a Juan Soto trade to the Dodgers is imminent. Do you?
I don't think the
Lakers are going to do something. I think that there is a trade coming. We just don't know what it is. I don't sense that the Dodgers are going to get Juan Soto. I think they're going to do something. They'll probably go maybe try and go get a pitcher, but maybe one of these three guys in Cincinnati that everybody's after. But I don't sense that there's an urgency to empty the cupboard for Juan Soto. Do you?
Well, I don't sense that the Nationals are having any conversations.
Do you think they've had any conversations? They just keep them?
Yeah. Well, no, I think they're probably going to do something. I think they'll move them, but I just don't think that any of the conversations have come out yet. We're still 2 weeks out. Luis Castillo is the guy who everybody is coveting, who's been pitching really well for Cincinnati. That's a guy that should have Friedman written all over him. But the idea of Soto is interesting. The idea of Soto is interesting if You also get, even though he's having an awful year and he's way overpaid and all that stuff, he still has got something in him as Patrick Corbin that you could help Washington by taking Corbin off their hands. I think that might be, that's where I think San Diego falls short. Like, San Diego is supposedly in Juan Soto, maybe in Otani. I mean, now there's talk that Otani might get traded, which would be a disaster, I think, for the Angels. If I was season
I don't.
Ticket
I think they should trade him.
If I was a season ticket holder, I'd be so pissed off. I'm coming to the ballpark every 5 days to watch the most exciting player in the game, and now what do I have?
Yeah, nobody's really coming to the ballpark, but that's
part
of the
Is that true
the
Angels have bad attendance?
This year, yeah. I mean, that since they've been losing. But I think, and these are all just guesses on my part.
Yeah, of course.
I think Otani stays. I don't think the Angels trade him. I think Soto stays.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get traded in the offseason. And I think the Dodgers go out and get a pitcher. But I don't know who it's going to be.
I think Otani stays. I think they'd be I personally think they'd be foolish to trade him. I think, by the way, there are odds. Where will Shohei Otani play next season? Angels are number one at -250, so likely with the Angels. Who do you think is second?
Of who could move?
No. Where will Otani play next season? Angels are the favorite, -250. Who's second?
Yankees.
No, Yankees are third.
Mets.
Mets are fourth.
Is it Dodgers?
Dodgers number two.
Yeah, but you brought this up earlier in the week. I think the Angels would... I personally would trade him for whatever the best package I could get is. I don't care where. But you've said that in the same market, they probably won't do it.
Yeah, I think. Do you think they would do it?
I wouldn't hesitate to trade with the... If I was a Lakers, I wouldn't hesitate to trade with the Clippers. If I was the Angels, I wouldn't hesitate to trade with the Dodgers. I just want the best package. That's all I care about. Where am I getting the best return for my investment? In this case, Otani. So if the Dodgers are the one who made the best offer, I would take it. Well, you wouldn't? You would if there was let's say there was a little bit less of an offer. Like the Dodgers give you the best package.
Yes.
Let's say there's a little bit better of an offer in Atlanta. Or it'd be a little bit worse. You don't get as good players.
Not quite as good.
You sound like you would trade him to Atlanta just to get him out of the market.
Get him out of
I would trade him
out of the market.
I would trade him to the Dodgers. By the way, did you put that sound in?
Yeah, we got it right here.
So I think these guys were just spitballing in a segment. Dan Plesac used to be a major leaguer.
Yep.
And now he works for the MLB Network. And I think they do a segment called Bold Predictions. How's this for a bold prediction from Dan Plesac on the MLB Network last night?
You give me something bold, something big. What's going to happen? What should we be looking for?
Shohei Ohtani on the move at the trade deadline.
What?
Hear me out. Payroll flexibility with Rendon, Trout, and Ohtani. I don't know Angels going forward. They can handle that kind of money. So what I'm suggesting is, how about a trade with the Atlanta Braves? The Braves, power-packed minor league system. They could get some pitching prospects back in return. Charlie Morton had struggled. Ian Anderson hasn't quite been as good as he was last year. Put Ohtani in that rotation behind Max Fried and Strider. Look out. I know it's a big ask, but you heard it here first. Yeah. Ohtani to the Braves.
You should get a whole team for him. A minor league team. Trade you the Mississippi Braves for Ohtani?
Mr. Anthopoulos, are you listening? That's definitely got my ears perked up a little bit.
I think that's super made up, not real.
I agree.
Yeah. Because in Vegas, the Braves aren't even on the board as a betting choice for Ohtani.
I don't think Ohtani's getting traded.
By the way, it would be a nightmare. I do not want Ohtani on the Braves because we could very well see the Braves again in the postseason like we did the last 2 years, and I don't want to face Shohei Ohtani twice in a series. That has the potential to be a disaster. So we got a lot of nicknames for Austin Reeves on the line. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some of your calls in here next. It is not just any Friday. It is It Friday. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so Austin Reeves doesn't like any of his current nicknames. And he has come out and said, I want a new nickname, and I don't blame him. We heard him called Hillbilly Kobe. We heard him called AR-15, which is obviously really, really a bad, that's a bad name. So he wants something new, and he's open to anything, John.
All right, how about this? This is a little bit of a reach, and probably you guys aren't old enough to remember it. But do you remember a basketball show in the 70s that...
The White Shadow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No, not really.
So you guys don't remember... Bergman, you don't remember the White Shadow?
White
you would have liked that show.
White Shadow with the great Ken Howard. They could bring that one back and remake it.
Well, do you remember his name on his character's name?
No.
Ken Reeves.
Ken Reeves,
so we could call Austin the White Shadow. What do we think?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
All right, we'll put it in the consideration pool.
Yeah.
Here's John in L.A. Hey, John, you're on ESPN L.A. What do you think?
Yeah, before my nickname, I just think that maybe he doesn't deserve a nickname. I watched way too many Laker games. I love the Lakers, and he didn't hit threes consistently enough. He was great at hustling and playing defense, but he just could not hit the three when we needed him to hit threes when they needed him to hit threes the most. But if I'm going to give him a nickname, it would probably be after Big Country Bryant Reeves from the past, the center. So it would be Little Country. That would be my nickname. Or the Ostrich.
The Ostrich.
The Ostrich.
Yeah. Because that's a nickname for Austin. If I looked it up
Google,
and that's one of the nicknames for Austin.
Ostrich.
Is the Ostrich.
U-S-T-R-I-D-G-E. Ostrich.
Yeah, Reeves shot 32% from three as a rookie. So you would want that number to creep up a little bit,
yeah,
but
sure.
That's not terrible.
But honestly, he was one of the guys who was the most fun to watch last year because he was engaged every single second. Austin Reeves was never on the floor sleepwalking. He was always going at it hard, and that's one of the reasons why I liked him so much.
Yeah, and he had a monster game at the end of the season. That last game of the year in Denver, I think he had a 40-point game.
How about the Grim Reaver? That's a terrible
that is bad.
How about A. Sizzle?
Did you put some thought into that one?
Reading Twitter.
Dean in Anaheim. Hey, Dean, you're on ESPN LA.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, man.
Good. You got an idea for Austin Reeves' nickname?
I do. It's similar along the lines of the White Shadow, but the White Stallion.
The White Stallion. Now, why Stallion?
Well, because the Stallion's a stud.
Okay. All right. Yeah, White Stallion. I don't like it. White Stallion.
I don't get it.
Jorge, what's your idea?
Arriva. Arriva, Arriva. Get it? A Reeves, Arriva. Come on. No?
you got that crickets thing there
Yeah. Arriva.
Arriva, Arriva, Arriva.
Don't turn Arriva. My soundboard down.
All right. Here's Steve in Corona. Hey, Steve, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good,
Steve.
Hey, this is my second time on, and if he can get up his percentage, I was thinking a nickname is like Reeve It Up.
Reeve It Up.
Mm.
Yeah. No,
I don't love
think
it.
So. You're welcome a third time, but I...
Caroline in Irvine. Caroline, you're on ESPN LA. What do you think?
I think it should be Ausreve, A-U-S-R-E, A-U-S-V-E-E, Ausve.
Ausve.
Why?
And then for Jorge, he needs to add a little with that.
Oh, there you go.
No, that wasn't bad.
I like that.
Yeah, that was.
See, now you're on my side, Mason.
Oh, yeah, no, because of her, not because of you.
I don't get the Osvi. Do you?
Arive.
No, Osvi. She said A-U-S-V-E-E.
What do you think of Osvi?
I mean, his last name, his first name kind of put together in a weird way. Really, yeah, I'm not in it.
Here's Elliot in Torrance. Hey, Elliot, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Listen, I don't want to hear anybody say anything bad about this kid. I think this kid has legitimate, unbelievable potential. As you said in the last game, he was not just the last game. His defense was incredible as well. My name for him is being down in the South. And I've heard they have a couple stills down there. So call him White Lightning.
I don't hate it.
White Lightning isn't bad.
I don't hate it, Elliot.
You had White Shadow. He had White Lightning.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. White Lightning.
Still don't think we have a, you know.
I don't think we have a winner.
Yeah. And sometimes these things happen organically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're going to kind of decide. Because you're announcing the game, so once you start saying something, then it's going to be the thing.
Here's
so.
Carl in Pomona. Hey, Carl, what do you think?
Well, I had a name. I think Greg said you guys already spoke about it. I didn't hear it, but he's a pretty good defender, right?
Yes, very good.
Yeah, really good. I know that. I'd like to call him the White Shadow.
Well, yeah, and the reason that works is the lead character on the White Shadow was Ken Howard. His character's name on the show was Ken Reeves.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So it would work. It would work.
I actually like that one. I like White Shadow.
You know who created that and wrote it?
That was Bruce Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow's father.
Yes.
Yeah, who is no longer alive. Is her mom, Blythe Danner, is she still?
She's still alive, to the best of my knowledge. Yeah. Great actress. Great actress.
But I saw her the other day. I was flipping channels, and I came across Meet the Parents. And she plays Terry Polo's mom that Ben Stiller goes home. She's married to Robert De Niro in that movie. And she's great. That movie has so many great jokes in it.
It really does. De Niro, that's the funniest thing he's ever done. Funniest thing he's ever done.
Greg, are you in the circle of trust? You remember his name? You remember Ben Stiller's name? Gaylord Focker. Focker.
Right. Exactly. No, that movie's so funny.
Cats don't have thumbs, Focker.
Can you milk a cat, Greg? You can milk any. Can you milk a cat, Greg? It's a great movie.
Can you milk me, Greg?
Can you milk me, Greg? That's the line. Awesome. So,
Are you at a loss for words all of a sudden?
No, I was gonna say last night, you watched the Dodger game, right?
I did. You know, the Dodgers are becoming a team you cannot turn the game off. I'll give you an example. So it gets to be 5-0.
Yep. You thought, all right, this
thing's
is a gimme.
Over. So I turn it off. I go downstairs. I start working on something else. And I see a tweet that says it's 5-5.
Yep.
I'm like, 5-5? How did they were cruising.
Yeah, they had it going away.
Did Mitch White was throwing a no-hitter, and as soon as he gave up a hit, Dave Roberts took him out. He'd only thrown
That's the right thing to do.
Well, he'd only thrown 82 pitches.
But he's only pitched into the sixth inning once the entire season. So I understand you
who gave up the grand slam?
Alex Vesia.
Yeah, Vesia.
Oh, he's been good.
That's your guy, Alex Vesia.
I liked it, but he also, it was because Bickford put a bunch of guys on.
Phil Bickford!
Well, that's Mason's answer terrible. For whenever anyone's throwing a no-hitter. Bickford, get up! We can't let this guy throw any more pitches. Bickford,
never
get
again.
In there!
Never again on Bickford.
But
back to AAA.
Kimbrel seems to be rounding into form a little bit.
I mean, he had a good outing.
Yeah, he had a good outing. Evan Phillips gave up a run, 3 walks.
Yeah, no,
he's,
it was
he's
it was
been
rough.
Devastating.
Yeah,
it was
are you
bad,
sure
it bad
wasn't Evan
night.
Phillips that put all the people on base?
No, Bickford
put the
guys on
base. Bickford got charged with 3. Vesia got charged with 2. Phillips got charged with 1.
Yep.
So those are your runs.
Yep, he gave up 1.
By the way, the guy that's really coming on is Caleb Ferguson. Looks fantastic.
Good.
I think he's now had 11 consecutive scoreless appearances. He's been great.
But last night, did you see Billie Eilish?
I thought she looked like she was having fun.
She looked like she was having fun. Celebrities should go to games and have fun like that. She was singing her own song. She was dancing. She was all that. A lot of times celebrities go to a public event and they get all buttoned up.
Put on a hat and Billie was glasses.
Billie was just having fun. I like her. Did you watch her talk to David Letterman? She did. She was on David Letterman's next guest or whatever that show is.
Part of it.
She was great. She was great. I really, really like her. All right, so, John, there's a really nice story that's got a dark underside I want to tell you about.
Okay, what is it?
We'll do it after Wheel of Questions, which is coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay. This is going to provide some different answers.
All right.
What amount of money per month would you need to give up the internet for good?
For good?
So you can never go online again, but you can name your price.
I don't think I could do this.
I think I could do it for $1 million a month.
A million a month? Per month.
Yeah. $12 million a year, I'll never use the internet again.
Wait, but that includes like iMessage. That's all done over the internet.
Right.
Yeah, you can't. iMessage texting.
You can't call me.
You can call me.
I think you can call.
You can call.
Yes.
It's basically you're going back to pre-1995.
Ooh. $1 million a month, probably. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I mean, I honestly
would you do it for $500,000 a month, Jorge? $6 million a year?
Yeah. Why not?
But the problem is you'd be dumber.
Well, you'd have to.
Like, how would we have debates on the show about players if we didn't have access to, like, footballreference.com and stuff like that?
There was sports radio before the internet.
Yeah, but there was Lee Hamilton.
It was the high-speed sports wire.
Exactly.
That's all I need. You tell me, Escondido. Ladies' line is open.
The ladies' line.
I mean, you can watch Hulu.
Hey, white pal.
Netflix.
What did you pay? I can't even say it.
You can have more guests that follow the leagues and stuff. They can tell you this.
Yeah, but Bergman's our producer, so we can't have any more guests.
I couldn't text anybody. I'd have to call every single person, and they may not answer. They're not going to answer my phone call.
What would happen if we
them.
Tried to do a show without any internet?
Let's try it.
You want to try it?
Yeah. Turn off all your internet right now. Well, I mean, I need to have it for my...
No,
I'll do it. I'm not going to go on Twitter. I'm not going to do anything.
Turn off all the internet.
The only thing I have is I have to look at my computer for Bobcat. Because it has everything written.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, and Jorge, you got to use it for the game. Your game, right?
Yeah, it is.
But you and I, no internet.
Yeah, just
close
it. I don't care. What do I care? It's an F it Friday.
Yeah, it is an F it Friday.
Wow. So you can't look at the rundown.
Can't look at the rundown.
Oh, wait a minute. Do I have any reads today?
No, we're done.
Okay.
Nope, we're good.
Okay.
Internet free.
We can't text anybody. That's it. Turn your phones off.
So
no podcast to five.
So, what's up? What's happening, people? Okay, so I'll try to tell this story as best that I can. I read it this morning.
Okay.
So, woman gets into her boyfriend's phone, opens it up. You know how you sneak and I want to see if they're doing this, that,
yeah.
That, right?
You ever check out one's phone?
Never did. I have the code.
I check out Lisa's phone all the time.
Do you really?
All the time.
See, I always assume because I know the code,
really?
What could he possibly do? You check all the time?
All
Lisa,
the time.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know.
You think she's like slinking around?
No, I'm highly entertained by. No,
I'm
highly entertained by the tennis drama.
So here's something for you to look out for.
Bergman and Jorge, after you heard all those stories about what happens at Lisa's tennis club, wouldn't you grab her phone for entertainment purposes?
Well, I mean, I'd let her tell it to me, but at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing.
You don't find there to be a necessity for some privacy within a relationship.
Well, maybe some privacy, but she's never said, don't grab my phone. I'll do it in front of her.
Does it have a passcode?
Yeah, I know what it is.
See, I would never. I know the passcode. I would.
She knows mine.
I would never open Juan's phone. He knows mine.
Yeah.
Does she know when you do it? If you're, if she's.
I do it in front of her.
I know, but like, let's say you don't.
Yeah.
Like, if you do it, like, if she goes to the restroom or takes a shower, do you pick up her phone?
All the time.
Oh, do you really?
Heck yeah.
So here's something.
Isn't that a general fundamental lack of trust?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't care. I mean, she doesn't care that I do it.
So let me finish the story, and then we can circle back to this. So. This guy, the girl got into his boyfriend's,
her boyfriend's phone. Okay.
And she found a very nice list of things, all her favorite things, her favorite products, her favorite, a secret wedding plan, the way he was going to, like all very loving sort of note.
Yeah. He was key. He had a file on her.
Right. He wanted to make
her happy.
It's
very thoughtful. I would think she would appreciate that.
So this whole thing spilled out on Reddit, and the bottom line was, what the hell is she going through his phone for?
So,
it wasn't the nice stuff. It was why she going through the phone.
So everyone thought she came off bad.
Correct. She came going off badly.
I can see that. Matter of fact, I can see how everybody is not like Lisa and I. And they, you and Juan probably have separate checking accounts, right?
No.
Yeah, we don't either.
Yeah, we have one checking account.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah,
we
call it the money.
Yeah,
we have the money.
So, I don't think she could be hiding anything in an offshore account anywhere.
No, the only thing would be is she had something, a little something going on the side. That would.
Well,
be
I just
the
assume
thing.
That's going on.
No, you
but,
don't. No, you
yeah,
don't.
But
Lisa
doesn't
have anything going on the
but,
side.
But there's like I'm trying to think of. I can't think of anything that's in like
Are
right
using
now.
The internet.
You shouldn't be on the phone.
Oh, well, I was going to give Mason my phone. And see if there's anything in there that would even be like.
Oh, well, I think this is okay for experimental.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, okay, so here, go
okay,
read.
John's phone is unlocked. Yeah.
Go read. Go through my text.
Okay.
Is there anything in there that's embarrassing?
Oh, wow. There's a big breaking story from MoMA there.
Yeah. Well, you're on that chain too.
Yeah. Tina, what's this sound about?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if you had my phone, I don't think there's anything.
No,
there,
there's nothing really. You clearly
that could.
You don't have anything going on the side.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing
Stop
in there.
Stop making noises.
Oh, that was for my son Jack.
What were the noises?
Autistic kids do this. They stim.
Okay.
And you know they'll make noises.
Oh,
and,
okay, got it.
And so I sent him a note saying, "Knock it off."
Yeah, there's nothing really there. I mean, I went through Ponder, Hoosiers, blah, blah, blah.
I know. See, nothing. I just don't think I'm that interesting.
So when I was in Hawaii, my ex-wife, she used to put other guys' names under women's names.
Oh,
that's good.
She was
so then
sneaky.
She was very sneaky, yeah. So that way, like, if I did go through her phone, which I did a lot, if I went through
See,
her phone.
See, you did it.
Yeah, well, no, I get it because she was cheating on me. So,
right.
But so
if Lisa was if Lisa's cheating on me, she has a very elaborate plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, given the fact that you go through her phone,
it
has to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she could pull it off. I'm too in her business.
Or has a burner phone.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, a burner phone for Lisa. Yeah.
That
Google
could be
voice
it.
Voice number.
That's
that
what,
could be
oh,
it.
That's
but
it
I
is.
Would see it.
How?
She, where does she keep it?
I don't know.
Where does she charge it?
Well, generally speaking, it's just single use, isn't it?
Well, no. You can have a burner iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bergman, what did you ever try after she cheated on you trying to get it back together? Or once somebody cheats, it's all over?
No. With her, because I was married to her and I had kids with her. So.
Okay. So, but he actually brought up, Mason brought up a good point. Do you guys just believe in this basic premise? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I don't believe in that.
I don't either. I think people evolve.
Yeah.
You don't think people evolve?
Yeah. I do.
I've evolved.
I think. Well, you told me that.
Yeah. I mean, I might
when
have,
you were before Juan, you cheated on a couple people.
I might have diddled around.
But you haven't cheated on him.
Yeah.
So
no,
you're a good example.
Yeah. Right. I evolved. Now, once that happens.
Or I could make the argument that it's just you feel so strongly about him that you wouldn't do it to him. The other people you didn't feel as strongly about.
Correct.
So that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of girls. There aren't any girls. Are there any interns here?
No, not today. Trish
what
in the
what
other
difference
room,
would that make? You would talk
I think
to them?
Girls believe once a cheater, always a cheater.
You think girls believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Should we grab Trish?
Yeah, grab her.
Yeah, grab Trish.
Trish
will know.
And plus, she's awesome.
She puts our logs together and stuff.
I think that is something that women believe that men are like, nah, I could cheat on one person but not cheat on. It depends what the nature of the relationship is.
Right.
Like, I know your relationship with Juan. I mean, not that I wouldn't believe you, but I completely believe you that not only
completely monogamous you haven't, relationship, yeah.
You haven't, I don't think you ever would.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Never would.
But I knew some people before Juan, and if you came to me and said, you know, I got this other thing going, I go, completely understand that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you know people now that are?
I do. And I never know. I never think that it's my place to mention it to other people.
Mm.
You know, that's a hard thing. Okay, here comes our friend Trish.
Trish!
Who we love. Trish, we haven't had you on in many, many moons. Trish, how are you?
Good.
All right, speak right into that thing for me. There you go. So, all right, so Trish, I'm going to ask you.
First of all, describe what you do here at the state. You do the traffic. Now, and
she does everything. What are you talking about?
I am now continuity coordinator.
Oh, and we've got such continuity since you've been here. So this is
Mace,
great.
And Trish will laugh at this, but if I have an issue about anything here, regardless of what it is, I send her a note.
True.
Hey. Yeah. Where's that thing I left in the closet in 2016?
You go straight
she
to
goes,
Trish.
Funny you should ask. I found it over the other day. All right, so be honest about this. Do you believe in this basic premise? Because we needed a woman's opinion.
Okay.
If a person cheats, okay, could be a man or a woman, once a cheater, always a cheater. Do you believe that?
For the most part, yes.
Told you.
I believe that.
I do. I mean, I'm kind of a bad one to ask because I've been through a horrible experience.
Well, but Trish, my argument to Mace was that most women would answer like you did. Most men, like us, will go, no, like I we can evolve, blah, blah, blah. But I think you guys have bigger hearts, and I think you would just never do it in most all situations. And so if someone is willing to make that leap, then you can't trust them again. I think that's what women think, right?
But Trish, I may have diddled around a little bit when I was younger and I was in a relationship, but I own now. So have I not evolved? I'm not a cheater
anymore.
You've
evolved, but I don't think that's typical, to be honest.
You don't?
No.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
And
I think,
do you agree with me that most women believe that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I do. I really do think
I do too.
Because I have a lot of friends who we've been through it, and yeah, we don't. It's very hard to get out there and trust again. And
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I think a lot of relationships don't survive a cheating incident.
Right.
Because
the trust is gone.
Well, and in particular, the female in the relationship will just never trust you again. You've violated that trust.
You're always going to wonder.
Right.
I mean, I heard what you guys asked Greg, and I did try again. And it happened to me again.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you never trust. Then you never, not only with that person, but.
Right. It affects everything moving forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Trish, it is great to get your perspective. It's great to see you. Everything you do at the station is fantastic. I think it's all very, the continuity is what people say. Like, people will tweet me.
Our continuity is excellent.
That station has so much continuity. People love it.
There you go.
So thanks for coming in. Have a great weekend.
You.
Yeah,
all right, guys.
Good to see you.
There's Trish.
You need a female if I'm.
Yeah.
I know it's by default because I was the only one here.
Yes, but that's, you know, we like you anyway.
Yeah.
I think most women are like Trish.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if we asked Amanda, we asked Lindsay or Emily, or I think they'd all kind of fall under that umbrella.
All right. If you want to react to any of that stuff, I see the lines.
Yeah, ringing. Everybody's ringing through.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Also coming up for
We're
now,
still looking for a nickname for Austin Reeves.
Right. By the way, we're doing the show without the internet today.
And mine's
closed.
Yeah.
Mine's closed. So coming up next.
Which means my price is going down rapidly for how much I would accept per month.
Coming up
by the
next,
end of it, give me $10.
Coming up next, something we think about during the commercial break. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.